is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Jasim Al-Khalif. First name is Jasim, J-A-S-I-M. Last name is Al-Khalif, A-L-K-H-L-A-L-K-H-A-L-E-E-F. Date of birth, 7-1-1964. This letter is being written to Dr. Joseph Walters. First name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name is Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S, Walters. Address 12961 Village Drive, Suite A, Saratoga, California, 95070. Telephone number 408-253-4806. Fax number 408-257-9701. Dear Dr. Joseph Walters, J-O-S-E-P-H, Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S. Thank you for asking me to see this 58-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation. Period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Jasim has been having ongoing problem with persistent rashes, which are usually quite transient and last less than a few hours. Period. Rashes are generally quite pruritic, but there is no pain or bruising. Period. There is no history of any other constitutional symptoms. Period. Infrequently, there is mild angioedema, which generally disappears very quickly, period. Rashes can involve any part of the body, but mostly they are localized on his arms, legs, face, neck, lips, back, and period. Cold weather and certainly some stressful situations can exacerbate these rashes, period. He has no obvious allergies to any foods or medications, period. Because of rashes, sometimes his sleep is disturbed, period. He has tried some allergy medicine, but they were not very effective, period. We could not ascertain the name of that particular medication, period. As you know, recently there is history of myocardial infarction, and he is taking some medications. But I don't believe they are the source of this problem, period. His daughter also seems to have problem with urticaria, but overall, he's in decent health, period. On exam, he demonstrated some dermatographism and certainly a propensity to develop urticarial rashes, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various rashes, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I got some lab work including number one, CBC, number two, Chem24, number three, TSH level, Number four, sed rate, and all these tests are completely normal, thus ruling out any significant systemic disease process, period. New paragraph, skin testing revealed no allergies, thus excluding any possible allergies, period. I believe he has chronic idiopathic type urticaria, which is obviously exacerbated by stress and other exogenous events, period. I recommended Allegra 180 milligram daily, and he has been and this has been quite remarkable, and he is pretty much free from rashes after taking Allegra, period. However, whenever he misses his tablet, the rashes seem to come back, but overall, he feels much better, and I'm recommending that he continue taking this medication for at least 3 to 6 months, and he can be reevaluated again, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dermatographic aphasm, number two, idiopathic urticaria. My treatment plan, Allegra 180 milligram daily. Number two, avoid any obvious stressful events, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies with the warmest regards. End of dictation on patient Isaac on patient Jasim Al-Khalif. Thank you.